Well, speaking of the global rollout of vaccines and the fight against COVID around the world, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has taken top officials from the Workers' Party to task for their failure to contain COVID-19 in North Korea. The country's state news agency says the supreme leader had warned a grave incident has put the safety of the country at risk. This comes in the midst of a food shortage across the country. Matt Bevan's been looking at the situation in the Hermit Kingdom. Matt, hello there.
G'day, Fran. Yes, look, a lot of strange things are happening in North Korea recently, and stranger than usual, I suppose, and it's more difficult than it has been in a long time to get details. For one thing, some sort of incident has spooked Kim Jong-un in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic. He's also warning about a tense food shortage, and Kim himself is showing signs of recently having lost a lot of weight, which is also strange and remains unexplained. The concern for many North Korean experts is that what's happening now is echoing things that happened in the 1990s during the horrific famine referred to in North Korea as the Arduous March.
In the face of natural disasters, the dear leader, Kim Jong-il, is committed to maintaining the world's last totally socialist system. But it's not just droughts and floods that have created the crisis here. North Korea has never had enough land to support an agrarian communist model. And since the collapse of its only patron, the Soviet Union, it's had no other economic inputs to make up the difference.
This is former ABC journalist Mike Davis reporting from Pyongyang during that famine for Foreign Correspondent.
I'm in the middle of the most secretive country on earth, and this hotel room is the only place that I can film freely. Within 100 yards of this room, there are families slowly starving, and I'm not allowed to report on it. Although the government here has requested international assistance, it's extremely difficult for aid workers to gain access here, and for journalists it's impossible. Without access and without images, a mere trickle of aid is coming in.
Mike Davis was there following humanitarian aid worker Simon Williamson from Care Australia, who was trying to get food into the country but was meeting resistance from the secretive North Korean government.
The North Koreans are saying, well, look, we've got our system, we ensure that everybody gets what they need, and you just give us the money or the food and we'll take care of that. You know, this is our country. And it is their country. But that's not the way humanitarian aid works. If you walk down the street and you see a starving child, that's the child that you're going to target with your resources.
The project won't begin unless we have a chance to see some of the problem.
The famine was brutal, hidden from international observation. Somewhere between 240,000 and 3.5 million deaths occurred in a country of about 22 million. One of the big causes, as Mike Davis said, was their own secrecy and the loss of access to help from the Soviet Union. Since then, North Korea's main benefactor has become China. While the border between North and South Korea is famously the most impenetrable border on earth, the border between North Korea and China is quite porous and allows a significant amount of trade. But that changed instantly last January when Kim Jong-un slammed that border shut. It wasn't a bad move. North Korea lacks a modern and effective healthcare system, and an outbreak of COVID-19 could cause utter catastrophe. Kim is so serious about this that he issued an order that anyone seen crossing the country's borders would be unconditionally shot. He followed through on this in September when troops shot dead and burnt the body of a South Korean man who tried crossing the border at a coastal location. Kim Jong-un later apologised to the South Korean president for the incident. Dr. Sojin Lim from the University of Lancashire says that the closure of the border has not only just stopped people crossing, but also goods as well.
Life has become, of course, really, really hard because they can't have any smugglers work in between this borderline between China and North Korea. And people really now have to self-reliant.
The cessation of trade meant that agricultural machinery and fertilizer could no longer be brought into the country from China in any large quantity. Additionally, in another disturbing echo of the 90s famine, NK News reporter Jongmin Kim says that the ban on humanitarian aid officials entering the country has interrupted the operation of their programs.
For these aid programs, it's necessary for them to check on the beneficiaries and monitor how the aid program is going. And with considering all these difficulties, recently, World Food Program stated that if food imports continues to be impossible for North Korea, they may have to even consider ceasing operation for 2021.
And speculation is this is what led to this food shortage. One of the mysteries about what's going on is how much North Korea is talking about it. Kim Jong-un appeared in public looking gaunt. clearly having lost weight. North Korean state media then aired vox pops of Korean citizens expressing concern about the dear leader's health. Then Kim mentioned a food shortage, said the situation was tense, and now he's talking about some sort of COVID-related problem, which he described as a grave incident that poses a huge crisis to the safety of the nation and its people. So what's the go with that? Well, again, the history of the famine may provide the answer. Last year, Marcus Nolan, an executive at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in the US, predicted that, like they did during the 90s, North Korea may at some point hit the panic button.
Now, during the famine period, once the strategic decision was made to seek aid, the government swung from underplaying the scale of the problem to exaggerating it in an attempt to maximize aid inflows. And I would not be surprised that if at some point North Korea claims that it has a coronavirus calamity on its hands. Once that aid began to flow, North Korea used it as a kind of balance of payment support. The government cut purchases of imports on a commercial basis and redirected that spending to other purposes, including the military.
That may and may not be what's happening now, Fran. It's difficult to tell, obviously, but something is certainly wrong in North Korea. And if it's a COVID outbreak, they are in big trouble. They've been promised vaccines from the international community, but as far as I can tell, they've not yet arrived.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Hard to know how we'll actually find out ever, really.